is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Christopher Cruz. A lot of people are without power in Maine now after former Hurricane Lee lashed the state. Pete Rogers is with the Maine Emergency Management Agency.
The statewide power outage number currently stands, and I say this a little bit flexible because it's been changing off and on all day, and that'll be talked about later, is at roughly 94,000. Some power restoration efforts are currently on hold due to bucket trucks operating within high winds.
The storm has also been pummeling eastern Canada. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has been reinstated after being acquitted today of all charges in his impeachment trial. He had been impeached by the Republican-led Texas House on charges of misconduct, bribery, and corruption, and suspended from office. Democratic Senator Roland Gutierrez voted to convict.
Paxton was absolutely and still should be found guilty in a criminal court of bribery, collusion, conspiracy, and so much more. We all saw it.
Representatives of striking auto workers met with the big three automakers today, but the two sides remain far apart on pay. Union members say the companies need to share their profits.
I think we deserve more pay. I've been here 24 years and ain't had a raise in 8 years.
The UAW has been calling strikes at plants that make some of the most popular vehicles, putting pressure on the automakers. There's a new poll out on attitudes toward COVID vaccines. CBS's Linda Kenyon has the numbers.
The Reuters Ipsos poll finds about half of Americans said they are interested in getting an updated COVID-19 vaccine. The results suggest that more people might be willing to get a booster shot now than they did a year ago. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, only around 1 in 6 Americans opted for an updated shot around this time last year. The poll comes as COVID cases are growing as we head into the fall months.
There's just a bit of good news about the flu this year, says CBS's Stacey Lynn.
Vaccines for the upcoming flu season look promising. Early data from 5 South American countries during their flu season, which just passed, showed the vaccines reduced flu-related hospitalizations by 52%. The CDC says the shots could provide similar protection here in the U.S.
Virginia's Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin has asked a state-funded military college to accept a controversial Confederate memorial that's scheduled to be removed from Arlington National Cemetery. The leaders of the school have agreed to a plan to put the memorial in the school's Civil War Museum about 80 miles from campus. The Army has ordered to take it out of the cemetery by January 1st. Critics have said the huge statue whitewashes slavery. This is CBS News.
At Staples, school savings are always in session. From art supplies and essentials to the latest tech, in stock and priced low. School on, save on at your local Staples store.
Hey.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Because I never
stars. And we realize nothing and everything is ours.
You are listening to Mag Sync Radio. We are local music. Two in a row. A double dip. Bing bong.
I'm a hey. I'm a girl. I'm totally confused. Last radio, let me tell you. I'm a body of the truth. I'm a guy from pictures. Let me tell you, man. I'm the one you want to get when you want to get the good stuff. She's a goddess. She deserves
against humanity. Are you blind? You know you must concede your lack of defenses need to come to your senses. I wanna take you on. I wanna take you on. I wanna take you on.
A double dip of Bing Bong. It's a crime. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio. All this local stuff is brought to you by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Three locations, Madison, Monona, Odana. Oh, and Willie Street, igniteglassandgifts.com. Terry.
Yes.
I didn't even know we got texts on the app. I had no idea. And she's just like, look at all these texts.
I know. It's so wonderful. It's a newer thing.
Yeah.
We have a new app that all of you should go check out. Civic Media. Go to anywhere that you kind of like to look up your apps. Of course, that would be depending upon what kind of phone you
have. Terry.
Yes.
Can I interject one thing?
I suppose.
If you go to maxincradio.com and if you click
website.
On listen, right?
Yeah.
It'll take you down to the bottom of the page where all there's useful links, and within the useful links are links directly to either the iPhone app for Civic Media or directly to the Android app.
So like my friends, Frank and Amy, that listen every Saturday Night Live in Wausau.
Right.
Now, they've figured out how to find us on these other things, but this is the easier way.
Well, and not only can you find links right to the apps, but you can actually find a link to each radio station we're on across Wisconsin. Yeah. And each one of those have their own streaming.
Correct.
So wherever you are around Wisconsin, you can pretty much listen to Max Inc. Radio. So just go to maxincradio.com.
I'm going to put this on our Facebook and other socials tonight.
Yes.
I think we kind of brought it up kind of quietly the last week. And then we were like, this is sort of a big deal.
It's pretty cool. It is definitely pretty cool. There it's, everything. Links to our podcast, links
really
to all
good,
the
our,
all the past interviews.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you get it all.
Awesome. And the app is super cool because, as Rob said, I didn't even know we could get texts. Yeah, this is one of those, they can call us through the app, too. So don't freak out if somebody calls
if
and they're
my
like,
phone rings?
I'm on the app and I'm calling you right now. But we love it because, you know, some people are shy and, you know, they don't necessarily want to talk on the phone. They've got something they want to say quick and they want to say it. So here's what we got. And this is coming through somebody listening to us on WAUK. In Waukesha, and they were digging, according to this guy. He said, dude is liking this remake. So we know about the time that this came into us. He was talking about The Big Payback and their redo of Crosstown Traffic.
Yeah, that's great.
That was so good. So I'm so happy to hear this guy liked it. Then he sent a follow-up. So he must have listened to the whole song because the follow-up comes in about 5 minutes later, and he's like, I have got to respect this young respect. So I think what he is saying, I am respecting this old song being redone by this young group.
Now, of course, that was a Jimi Hendrix song.
Oh,
right?
So good. Mm-hmm. And I love their version. And thank you to our friend listening via WAUK. We love that you texted us tonight.
So cool.
Yes.
Yeah, so cool. The other thing, too, I will tell you, I had to take a little road trip across Wisconsin.
Ooh.
My daughter's going to college way up north in Duluth.
Wait, you have a college-age daughter?
I don't even want to talk about
it,
Terry.
Gosh.
I know. I don't want to talk
about it. Are you weeping? Yeah. Did she make you weep when she left?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She's like, Dad, you can go.
Yeah, get out of here.
Yeah.
I got stuff to do.
Super busy. But the fact that I'm driving across Wisconsin and I'm tuning in to Civic Media stations. I didn't even know. You know, I'm just,
On
my radio. Mm-hmm. And I'm listening and I'm like, holy cow, that's us.
I found that too when I drive up north going to Green Bay because we've got stations in Green Bay, Oshkosh. The Waukesha stations reach so far. It's crazy. And I start with the Madison station.
Yeah.
So super cool. And you were probably going in another direction.
Yes.
Listening to totally other different stations that we both were like, what?
What? Yeah, yeah. I told my daughter, I'm sure she can hear us up there in Duluth. I mean, it's just right across the water.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and she said, yeah, okay, Dad.
I'll be listening, right?
We should call her
I'll
up
be listening.
Right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Say,
well,
what are you listening to, my
she
hon?
She probably doesn't even have a radio, to be honest. She'd have to listen on the app anyway. So.
Yeah. Well, tell her to get the app. Tell her you'll get the app for her for Christmas.
There you go.
So sorry. It's free.
It's free. It,
yeah, yeah, it's super fun.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Rocker, what else do we have going on tonight?
Let's see. Later on tonight, Cat and the Hurricane, the whole dang band, are going to be in the studio telling us about their upcoming tour and album. And Devil's Lair, Pancromatic Steel, 8-piece steel drum band. They're in the Devil's Lair tonight. And then Max Inc. Heavy, 10 p.m. to midnight, mm-hmm. Rob.
So much stuff going on tonight.
Isn't it fun?
And so many people in the studio. So exciting. Jimmy K will be calling in just a couple minutes. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Expecting there to be slow decay, walking straight into a bright light as the final music fades. Take a bow,
take a bow,
take one last look around. Take a bow,
take a bow,
take one last look around. Take a bow,
take a bow,
take one last look around. Take a bow.
The Mascot Theory on Max Woo! Inc. Radio. Now, Terry.
Yes, dear.
I've got a Viper song next. And the reason why I have that song is because Jimmy K's at the Dark Horse.
Oh, yes, yes.
Art Bar.
Okay.
Dark Star Art Bar.
Yes, yes.
No
yes.
horse.
No
sorry.
Horse anymore. Star.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Jimmy, how are you?
The horse is dead.
Oh, oh man.
We're out on East Wash beating the dead horse right
Stop!
Now at the Dark Star
Stop!
Art Bar. And there you go. I hope you're all having a great night. I'm Jimmy K, broadcasting live from the Dark Star Art Bar, 756 East Washington Avenue. We're here for the Max Inc. Concert Showcase. It's Sky Urchin. They're going to be on stage tonight. I haven't seen Sky Urchin for a hot minute. I cannot wait. Robert Halstead is on location. And if you could see Robert Halstead right now, it is a beautiful sight because he has the most beautiful hat and like a peacock Hawaiian shirt. Rob Roberts, you would be impressed. I will get a picture.
Nice.
I promise. I will get a picture and tell you all about it.
And I'm sure you're wearing a Hawaiian shirt too, I would imagine.
No, I have my corporate Max Inc. Radio shirt on.
Oh, of course. Oh,
the nice one, though. You know, my husband saw those shirts, and he's like, where do I get myself one of those?
Right?
He said you guys look amazing in those.
Come on down, Brian. You can throw the bike and get the double bowling shirt.
Thank you, Jimmy K. You're the best.
Sky Urchin, the Vipers, Peacemaker are here. I have to report I've had one. Four rows old-fashioned on the sour side. I went to the sour side instead of the sweet. I definitely recommend sour because, well, it's really delicious.
Ooh.
And I'm going to have a second one here in a couple of minutes. We'll see how the broadcast continues from there. Also, I want to give thanks to our sponsor tonight, Herbal Aspect Cannabis Elevated. There's three locations in Madison, Winnebago Street, University Avenue, and that brand new location out by Woodman's West on Gammon Road. I heard that the grand opening at Herbal Aspect West was amazing. Melissa Agard, our senator from Wisconsin here in the state of Wisconsin, was there. She cut the ribbon. How cool is that? You know, Herbal Aspect also is offering local delivery and shipping if you order off the website, herbalaspect.com. Of course, they have the highest quality lab-tested cannabinoids, including Delta-8, THC, HHC, CBD, CBG, CBC, and even CBDN. I have no idea what those things meant, but I got to tell you, Alan Robinson gave me some gummies at Atwood Fest. I had four of them before I came here. I'm not complaining. Everything is rosy. Everything is good. And it goes great with the old fashioned, too.
Oh my
so that's
gosh.
Really cool.
Hey.
Make sure you stop. Oh, sorry, Terry. I didn't mean to offend you there.
I think I need a selfie from you to be able to post tonight of you in your in your element.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Your corporate shirt and all.
The selfie will be mighty. My eyes will be glowing red and it'll be awesome.
Did you it'll say that awesome. They had.
It can be as double rate. I am double radio now.
So did you say they had CBGBs?
I've got the CBGBs.
The CBGBs. I like that.
HerbalAspect.com.
I love Herbal Aspect. I love Alan Robinson. And please support local businesses while you're supporting local music. Hey, speaking of local music, right next door to the Dark Star Art Bar is Cargo Coffee. And every Saturday night at Cargo Coffee, they have shows, singer-songwriters, Americana, folk music is really awesome. Glenn Winnicombe is playing there tonight.
Ooh.
From Cargo Coffee. The guy who helps book some of the music there is German. Hey, German, how's it going?
Oh, fantastic. Glad to pop over.
Dude, you have a lot of stuff going on. And in your hand, you actually have a calendar, a monthly calendar for the, is it 2024? Madison is Music Just Show Up calendar. Tell us about this thing.
All right. The calendar is to prove that Madison has got a lot of people in your neighborhood. They're working behind the counter. They're cab drivers. They're coffee people. They're nurses and doctors and lawyers. And the calendar is showing musicians next to them at work and on stage because you may not recognize them. And it happens all the time. And people need to realize that we're so full of music. They're right next to you, serving your coffee, driving you to work.
That's awesome. And you and Dana Perry, you guys are involved with, is it the Greater Madison? Help me out with that.
Yeah, it's a GMMC, Greater Madison Music City, GMMC.org. And they're basically doing all the bureaucracy to set up a music and tourism, specifically for music and culture, department. So that way it gets a city focus, almost like a Dane Arts, but for Macomb or for Madison.
And if people wanted to get involved with this or help you out and supporting this cause, how do we do that?
GMMC.com or .org is the best place to go, GMMC.org. They are keeping everything up to date. You can get all the PDFs that were leading up to this big venture. And then also... the Madison is Music stuff that Dana and I are working on, it's all being given out free, and it's only at the venues. You'll get coasters, there's stickers and buttons and the calendars, and they're at the venues. You got to go to the venues to get them. We're trying to get seats in the butts or butts in the seats. So that way we can, you know, Madison is proud of their football and cheese, and I think they should be just as proud of their music. And that's what Dana and I are focusing on, is letting Madison know we're worth being proud of music.
I'm checking out the calendar right now, just fast forwarding. So each month has an artist on the calendar. February is Lucky Vita. We love him. He's out in L.A. right now. March is – I'm not sure who March is. Who's
Marlo Darkin.
Marlo Darkin.
Yeah, she kind of heads up the Punk Picnic.
Yeah.
Oh, Marla from Venus and First.
Yep.
Sure, you bet. April is Blythe Gamble. We love Blythe Gamble. Hey, Rob Roberts, I think there's a Blythe Gamble song in the options for tonight. You should definitely play that later on.
Yeah, we'll make that happen. Sure.
Awesome.
May is Robert Groen.
From People Brothers
from
Band.
People Brothers Band. Uh-huh.
He's a contractor.
Their new album, the People Brothers Band new album, is so fantastic. Angela Puerta. Got to get that.
Yeah, Angela Puerta. She's a city planner. She's also on the GMMC board, and she's a hell of a local musician.
She's for June. For July, we got Kevin Mason.
Yeah.
Great singer-songwriter from Madison, Karen Wheelock.
Yeah.
For August, we all know, love Karen Wheelock.
Oh, yeah.
Who else? Annalise Howell for September. She's very influential.
Chad Bartel is a founder of the Panchromatic Steel and lawyer.
And they're playing live in the Devil's Lair tonight.
Yeah.
Chad just heard you say that. He's
waving
high.
Chad is waving. Excellent. Kelly Heffer
for
November. She's awesome. Super talented. And Richard Kessler for December. So this is a super cool calendar. If people wanted to get a copy of this calendar, how do we do that?
We're putting them all out in the venues for free. So you got to go to a show and ask about them. We're going to have coasters out, buttons. There's going to be etched glass. We're hitting all the numbers. You know, you hand out 100 business cards, three people will check it out, one person will buy it. So we're just hitting numbers, thousands of stickers. GMMC just printed thousands more stickers to start putting out in coasters, and it's been a lot of fun. I'm really excited. I think we're heading in the right direction.
I love your slogan too. Show up.
Yeah.
It looks like a movie ticket. Just show up.
That's it. Just show up, you know, just show up. Like it's, you know, it's four musicians, four musician goers. I think it hit it well.
Yes. They definitely did. German, thank you so much. We appreciate what you do for the scene here. You're awesome, brother.
Yes.
Thank you. I love you guys.
You're love amazing. German.
Cargo Coffee right next to the Dark Star Art Bar, 756 East Washington Avenue. At the Dark Star tonight, we got Sky Urchin, we got the Vipers, we got Peacemaker. Coming up later tonight, I'm hoping to have a conversation with Tim Consequence, who I think just showed up here tonight. Also, John Stover from Peacemaker. We're going to have a chat with Robert Halstead from Sky Urchin. Broadcasting live from the Dark Star Art Bar on East Washington Avenue, I'm Jimmy Kay. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
I see you in my sleep. Your logic makes a sense. Your beauty makes me weep when you're in my girl's bed. I see you in my dreams. You've got me under your spell. This can't be what it seems. This is a living hell. Your red, red lips, your longest kiss, but your hand up high on my girl's thigh. You tell me it's okay. We gotta share some days. That's why you're the cut of my dreams. I see you in my sleep. You have me under your spell. Your beauty makes me weep. This is a living hell. You make me feel so bad for being so mad. I'll try with all my might, but I'm gonna start a fight.
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glassblowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American-made at Ignite.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM and Civic Media presents The Skin Tones. It's a Max Inc. matinee concert series. Sunday, September 24th at the High Noon Saloon in Madison with special guest Fiberweed and the Drunk Drivers. Doors open at noon, the rock starts at 1, and you're out of there by 4. Sponsored by Herbal Aspect. Cannabis Elevated at HerbalAspect.com. The Max Inc. matinee concert series. Get advanced tickets now at high-noon.com.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
scissors and cut it right in two. You might not feel it when I leave. You might not feel
Cat in the Hurricane, right here on MaxSync Radio. All this local stuff is brought to you by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen. Yeah, the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, locally owned restaurant, tavern, brewery with outdoor seating, which is great in the fall, and live music. Go to fullmilebeercompany.com to find out more. Hey, Rocker.
Yeah, Rob. What's happening?
That was a very nice way to say that. I'm like, uh-oh, something's hey, about to happen.
Something's going to happen because, you know what I love? We moved from, you know, university, which had all sorts of goings-ons. Ambulances going by and everything.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now
I know what he's going to say.
Looking down on the State Street, there's so much different kind of activity
going
on.
Oh, yeah, there is.
Like, there was a car that just spun out a minute ago.
No.
Yeah.
Terry, you were in the other room. I don't know what he was doing.
It.
Yeah, he was, like, spinning out. And then all sorts of, like, you know, there was a Badger game today. So you can just imagine maybe some people had a beer or two.
Uh-huh.
Or five or six.
I'm surprised they're not all sleepy.
Yeah, there's a car that's just got their flashers on for no reason.
Oh.
I don't know why. Maybe they're turning and they don't know which way.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And so they just want to go both ways.
But
they
love the new
decide.
Studios. I love them.
Yeah,
I love them.
Isn't
it fun?
It's got
that new car smell.
Oh. And what people don't. No, maybe we tried to show them the old studio where if you were working there with us, we didn't see you.
Yes.
You really were in this tiny little room. We always said, he's in the closet.
On Zoom.
I know.
Yes.
And now, ta-da.
I'm right here.
I can see you.
Yes.
I can dig your flannel shirt, your Hawaiian shirt, flannel
yes.
yet.
No,
what
not
am I
yet.
Saying?
In a couple more months, we'll go to flannel.
Yeah, we'll go. Yeah, I like that.
Full
a couple
flannel.
Months.
Speaking of Flannel Fest.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just said that. I saw a billboard for it the other day.
Oh,
for Flannel
awesome.
Fest.
Awesome. Good Love for that. Them.
Right?
I think the Jayhawks are coming in for that this year.
Wow. The Jayhawks. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Eric Chellin with Mascot Theory. He and Beth Killey, they knock this out of the park every year.
Every year.
Mm-hmm. Yep. First weekend, I believe, in November. But you can just Google Flannel Fest and you'll find all the details.
Flannelfest.com.
There. Oh, thank
I
you.
Know,
thank
I know,
you.
Right? That's how I find out about
Perfect.
Things. Yeah, for sure.
How is that even available?
I have no idea, but they have it, and you can check it out. And they do stuff up in Appleton, too.
Yeah, they have a double stop Friday night, and then here on Saturday night. They continue to talk about trying to also do a Milwaukee night, and they tried to do a Viroqua night.
Wow.
The Viroqua one ended up being snowed out. So that one never got back on the schedule because of 2020.
Right.
But there's still talk about it.
That's
so.
A little more than Flannel Fest. That's like Winter Jacket Fest.
Well, especially if they hold off till the next week and then do Milwaukee and Viroqua, then it's like, ooh, now we're really into November.
Bring your snowmobiles.
Yeah. Speaking of interviews, what's coming up here really soon, Rocker?
Cat and the Hurricane,
Woo!
They're coming in the studio to tell us about their upcoming tour, their new album, and any other news they got going on.
I love it. I love it.
They're going to be busy. They've got a great list of shows coming up.
They do.
Oh,
and
my
how
gosh.
Busy were they this summer?
Oh, I know.
Right?
Oh, and they did some of the King Street shows.
Yes.
And I remember talking to Kat about, you know, what was that like? Because those shows basically go from King Street all the way up to the Capitol.
Yeah.
People as far as you can see. And the entire band was like, it was amazing.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine.
And of course she plays with Janet, Candace Griffin.
Yes, Candace Griffin.
And so she's busy doing that. And then Candace is playing with Kat and the Hurricane.
Yeah.
So it's like a... Holy cow, double.
Well, and we'll find out if they're actually going to be on tour together and where you can see them. And if they are actually together, wow, you are in for such a treat, no matter where you get to catch up
harmonies.
With the band.
The harmonies.
Oh, yeah, very sweet. Mm-hmm.
You know, you requested some Blythe, so I think I'm going to do that.
Yay!
Yeah. Jimmy K is going to be calling in just a little bit. He's down there. Doing all sorts of eating pizza without us at Dark Star Art Bar.
In Madison, on East Wash, if you still want to go catch up with him. The show hasn't started yet, but I love how he's setting the tone really nicely for
it. Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
Wait, how did he get to go out there and we had to stay in here?
We're not sure.
We don't know. I don't know how that happened.
Mutiny! Mutiny!
We need to talk about that, Rob. You are listening to Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
You really think you can drive it faster? Think you can drive it faster than me? Do you really think you can drive it faster? Think you can drive it faster than me? Well, go on, take the wheel, baby. Do you?
Listening to Max Inc. Radio. Terry.
That was Blythe Gamble,
it
right?
It was.
And the Rolling Dice, I think, is that?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Bing, I wish I had a bell. We need a bell
Thank
in the
you.
Studio.
Oh, I could get you one.
Like a game show.
Uh-huh. Ring, ring, you are correct.
Jimmy, we're getting a bell.
Oh,
Rocker said it was okay.
I love bells. Also, Blythe Gamble, I think she's March. And the she's your roommate? All right, so I'm here
what?
With Shannon, the bartender
no
at the Dark Star Art Bar, and Shannon just dropped the bomb on me. Blythe Gamble is your roommate?
Yeah.
Just like
will
that.
Will you please do me a favor? When you see Blythe later at home, will you please give her a hug from Max Inc. Radio?
I'd love to.
Because Blythe...
Love to.
Blythe is the bomb.
Yes!
Yes, she is.
Yes!
And she also works part-time at Willoughby's on Williamson Street, and mm-hmm. she makes a hell of an omelet.
Yes.
I work at Willoughby's, too.
Her breakfast is legendary.
Yeah.
Can I have a Fair Oaks, a half of Fair Oaks with no egg, with sausage and bacon?
Sounds like an order for Blythe.
Yes, exactly. Blythe.
He's just eating his way through it.
He'd remember that.
She knows I'm allergic to eggs. And so when I come into Willoughby's, she always, hey, Jimmy K, what's happening? What are you going to have without eggs tonight? The last time I was in there, she made me a sausage McMuffin. I don't want to say McMuffin because,
yeah.
you know, screw that other place. But a sausage muffin, a
oh,
muffin
gosh.
With spinach and sausage and cheese. It was fantastic.
She's a hell of a cook.
She is. So here, right now, in this moment, you're a bartender at the Dark Star Art Bar. And I'm raving about these old fashions, the four rows old fashions. You made me five of them so far tonight on top
no.
of the gummies I ate. Am I okay? Am I not being too obnoxious, am I?
It seems like you only had three.
Oh, I lost count. I'm trying to emasculate my old brandy fashion consumption.
I'm just amazed you can...
better than brandy.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. And I'm having it as a sour, not the sweet.
Sour's where it's at.
Are you more impressed when someone orders a sour over a sweet?
Absolutely.
And why is that?
Because it's better. It's got more flavor.
What is it that makes the sour old-fashioned special here?
Squirt.
Oh, you use squirt.
Squirt.
What?
Yes. It just took me a second.
Secret
squirt.
Recipe.
Yeah.
And that mystery voice is Tim Consequence here in Madison. He's like a rock and roll punk legend here in Madison. Tim, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks, Jimmy.
Great to see you, dude. The Vipers are playing tonight here at the Dark Star. The Vipers have been around Madison, is in my mind, forever.
I think it has been that long.
Are you that old?
I'm forever old.
I got to interview Robert Halstead a couple of weeks ago. We're going to talk with Robert later. He's, of course, in Sky Urchin. But he was telling about the story on air in this interview about you and him and a bunch of other people transporting your organ from the Inferno back to your studio at Spider Studios, just behind the Inferno when it was there. And the Maple Bluff police were, like, holding a roadblock for you to get the organ through.
That's right. I'm sure Robert remembers it better than I do, but I think that van was a stationary van, and it was easier to roll the organ in a van than it would be to carry it all the way over to the Inferno. So
that organ to do shows, that organ's a bitch, isn't it?
Don't talk about my organ that way.
Oh my God.
Seriously though, that organ has a lot of history in shows that you've done around Madison.
That is the truth.
What's the best show that organ has ever done?
It was probably that Inferno gig.
And who was that with?
That was with Sky Road Fly, the precursor to Sky Urchin, if some of you may remember.
Sure. Sky Road Fly was awesome. We play their music a lot. Sky Urchin, of course, is awesome. They're here tonight at the Dark Star Art Bar. It is the Maxine Concert Showcase with Sky Urchin, the Vipers, Peacemaker. Cannot wait for Peacemaker. As far as the Vipers, man, what's going on? What's new with you guys? What do you have to talk about?
Well, not much is new. We still have some copies of our 7-inch split with Chunkhead available at the merch booth today. And I think we got some stickers now.
Stickers are good, man. Not only are you a musician, but you're also a producer. You mix a lot of music. You make a lot of music for bands and record it for bands. Talk about Spider Studios and what you're doing there these days.
Well, I'm not associated with Spider Studios.
Wrong then. Where did I go wrong, Tim?
I have Acme Sound Studios.
Acme.
Yeah.
All right. So let me rephrase the question. What are you doing new and awesome at Acme Sound Studios these days?
We're working on the brand new EP from Peacemaker.
Nice.
Who's playing here tonight?
They are playing here tonight. I'm super excited to hear Peacemaker. Are you familiar with John's old band, I Am Dragon?
I am familiar, and I caught a glimpse of the new 12-inch LP from them.
Yes, I saw that as well. I'm very excited about that. If you had to sum up Peacemaker in one word, what would that word be?
One word?
One word. Well, if you had to use two, that would be fine.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Three.
That is, well, rock and roll. The and is like the...
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at Weikert-LakePoint.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information.
A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz, Texas Attorney General.